it was fairly strong. I mean, the whole ground shook, and the building shook, and all the buildings around. It's a strange thing. There's a real rumbling comes, and the ground moves beneath their feet. It's very scary stuff. Now, I've never experienced anything like that. I mean, on Saturday morning, see, they meet here on Saturday. All Christians meet on Saturdays here, but we had just finished just before 12 o'clock, and we're standing at the back waiting to go out. And there were girls, and they sensed that there was an earthquake coming. I didn't see anything, but they ran out, and of course, we ran out. I ran out after them, and Carl, my wife, she was behind me. And whenever I was sort of halfway to the gate, I said to myself, "Where's Carl?" And I turned back and I saw her coming, and she was staggering all over the place. And I went and caught the hold of her. And I near went over, the two of us near went over, but we got out the front gate and it kept going. I think the thing maybe went for about a minute and a half, the whole shaking. Then we come down out into the open ground, and for two or three hours afterwards, there were these major movements on the ground, you know. You feel that the earth's going to open up, Ryan, although the fact that you're on, it's soil we're on, so there's a certain give with that. If you're on concrete or tarmac or something like that, it could break up. But I mean, open, I suppose, soil or clay, there's a certain give with it. There's a road. We live just, well, about 3-4 miles out of the city, and there's a road, a dual carriageway, half a mile down the road from us. I went down yesterday morning, and the centre of the road actually must have lifted about 5 feet, and lifted a footbridge as well, right up. I mean, it's incredible. And then big cracks in the road, massive cracks. So it wasn't, that part wasn't too far from us. Well, where we are, the buildings are all intact. And the people, of course, are all out in tents. And of course, we're out in tents as well. We're out in a tent because there's a threat of earthquakes. The church put up a tent just out on open ground, and some locals are in the tent with us. So we're sleeping there, and I mean, it's a fairly rough. It's not a very attractive tent, but it's a plastic roof, so it does the job. With a few neighbours beside the church here, and they're staying in this tent with us. So, you see, on Saturday it came at 12 o'clock, and then throughout the next 24 hours, every 4 hours, there was a tremor, and it shook the building. Well, we stayed out all day on the Saturday. We stayed out of the building, and then about 1 o'clock in the morning, we decided to go into the building. That was on Sunday morning. Well, we're in about 4 hours, and about 5 o'clock in the morning, there was another tremor, and the building shook. So we decided to stay out of the building then, as most people are doing here. They don't go into the building because of aftershocks and things. So there was a major aftershock yesterday about 12:30, and it was, I think, 6.7. So we've stayed out, and we'll be staying out tonight and maybe another couple of nights. We're not sure yet. I mean, there's been no shortage of food as far as we're concerned yet. The difficulties would be out in the hill districts and places like that. We haven't experienced really any major shortage as yet. Obviously, the water, we have to buy all our water, but we have a stock of it anyway. But the water, they're coming 20-liter containers, and they're sort of running out in the shops because everybody's buying them and they're not getting replenished. But there's no real major problem as far as we're concerned. They have a well here that they go to at any rate, so they can go down to the well and they can get it. But I suppose if it went on for a prolonged period, there would be a problem. They're hoping, I suppose, in the next 2 or 3 days that the crisis will subside, at least here in the city, you know. Well, we went in this morning, actually, went in to get a shower because I hadn't washed in Saturday and thought it was time to get sorted out that way. So we went in and got washed up in the building. We're going in and out of the building, but we don't stay in it for any long period. They're actually cooking inside today. Yesterday they were cooking outside, and we don't have to do any of the cooking for those ones in the church. We do it all, so there's no problem.
What can you say about the churches? Has there been damage among the churches? How many? Have you been able to contact individual pastors, all 100 or 120 of them?
One of the churches they were meeting, and they must have been coming pretty close to the end. This is in Kathmandu, and they were coming pretty close to the end of their service, and they sensed that there was an earthquake, with the felt the building vibrating, and they instantly left the building, and the building collapsed, but they all got out safe. There was another church, out in the country, and it collapsed as well, but there was nobody hurt. It must have been out of it at that particular time.
So far, you have not heard of any deaths among the Free Presbyterians, just a few of the churches destroyed then?
That is right. There might have been some minor injuries, but nothing major. There's no reports of anybody been killed. But there were other churches in the city, maybe five churches. And of course, a lot of these churches would be up, maybe could be three or four, five stories up. And they're maybe renting a building, renting a room or renting a floor. And they were reckoned there were about five churches. And the churches were virtually wiped out. Christian, they were just killed. They're probably Pentecostal, charismatic type people, but building collapsed. There was one place, I reckon there were about 100, and they were all killed.
Have you been able to reach all the pastors of all the churches, or has Paul Fappa been able to communicate?
Well, there's some of them he can't contact because the communication isn't that great. But I was actually go. I was we were to leave this morning to go and open two new church buildings, but because of the condition of the road and the uncertainty of whether you'll get there or even get back there, to cancel those openings. Now, we're also to open a new building next Monday up next China direction. And it was just finished, and the building actually came apart. It collapsed, and the pastor's house, it collapsed as well.
You say you've got some people living with you in the tent that you set up. Are you having good opportunities to speak about the Lord because of this incident?
Well, these people in the tent are mostly from the church. There might be one or two neighbors, maybe half a dozen neighbors in, and the locals here would be no doubt taking their opportunity, but they would know them anyway, and they would be in contact with them, you know.
Have you been able to go into the bad part of town, or not really, because it's not safe at the moment?
Paul has offered to take me down tomorrow on the motorbike to go around a few places to see them. So that's a hope, maybe, to do that. There was actually a tar, a viewing tar in the centre of the city. There's a lot of people go. I've been to it myself, and there were about 300 people. Bought tickets and they were in the tar, and that tar came down, and most of those people were killed.